Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Josephine Takahita. St. Josephine Takahita. And we'll begin with some of her words. St. Josephine said, I traveled slowly, one step at a time, because I am carrying two big suitcases. One of them contains my sins, and in the other, which is much heavier, are the infinite merits of Jesus. And when I reach heaven, I will open the suitcases and say to God, Eternal Father, now you can judge. And to Saint Peter, choose the door, because I'm staying. And she said, Saint Josephine said, the best thing for us is not what we consider best, but what the Lord wants of us. If I were to meet the slave traders who kidnapped me, and even those who tortured me, I would kneel and kiss their hands. For if that did not happen, I would not be a Christian today. And she said, the Lord has loved me so much. We must love everyone. We must be compassionate. And she said, seeing the sun, the moon, and the stars, I said to myself, who could be the master of these beautiful things? I felt a great desire to see him, to know him, and to pay him homage. That's coming from Saint Josephine. She said, be good, love the Lord, pray for those who do not know him, and what a great grace it is to know God. I have been given everything, she says, to my master. He will take care of me. The best thing for us is not what we consider best, but what the Lord wants for us. And her story. She said, be good, love the Lord, pray for those who do not know him. And what a great grace it is to know him. And St. Josephine, her story. Her story really touched my heart in seeing how despicable and cruel some can be, and then wonder how high the forgiveness is by those like St. Josephine. Praise the Lord through the lives of his precious saints. Saint Josephine Marguerite Paquita was born around 1869 in the region of the Sudan, and she was a member of people that her uncle was a tribal chief, and due to her family lineage, she grew up happy and relatively prosperous, saying that as a child, she did not know suffering. February 1877, Josephine was kidnapped by Arab slave traders, and although she was just a child, she was forced to walk barefoot over 600 miles to a slave market, and she was brought and she was bought and sold at least twice during the grueling journey. And for the next 12 years, she would be brought, sold, she would be bought, sold, and given away over a dozen times. And she spent so much time in captivity that she forgot her original name. And that's why today she grew so much in the time and what little she was given. But she made use of what she was, the cruelty that was bestowed upon her. And so her story has always touched, she's touched many people. And so she was born in about 1869. As a slave, her experiences varied from fair treatment to cruel. Her first owner, a wealthy Arab, gave her to his daughters as a maid. And the assignment was easy until she offended her owner's son, possibly for the crime of breaking a vase. As punishment, she was beaten so severely she was incapacitated for a month, and that she was sold. One of her owners was a Turkish general who gave her to his wife and mother-in-law, who both beat her daily. Josephine wrote that as soon as one wound would heal, they would inflict another. She told about how the general's wife ordered her to be scarred as her mistress watched, ready with a whip. Another woman drew patterns on her skin with flour and then cut into her flesh with a blade. She rubbed the wounds with salt to make the scars permanent. She would suffer a total of 114 scars from this abuse, and she bore her sufferings valiantly, though she did not know Christ or the redemptive nature of suffering. She also had a certain awe for the world and its creator, and she said, "Seeing the sun, the moon, and the stars, I said to myself, who could be the master of these beautiful things? And I felt a great desire to see him, to know him, and to pay him homage." In 1883, the Turkish general sold her to the Italian vice consul. He was a much kinder master, and he did not beat her. When it was time for him to return to Italy, she begged to be taken with him, and he agreed. After a long and dangerous journey across the Sudan, the Red Sea, and the Mediterranean, they arrived in Italy. and she was given away to another family as a gift, and she served them as a nanny. And so Josephine felt called to learn more about the Catholic Church and was baptized with the name Josephine Marguerite. And in the meantime, Michele wanted to take Josephine and his daughter back to the Sudan, but Josephine refused to return. Her new family also had dealings in Sudan, and when her mistress decided to travel to Sudan without Josephine, she placed her in the custody of the Canossian sisters in Venice. And while she was in the custody of the sisters, she came to learn about God. According to Josephine, she had always known about God, who created all things, but she did not know who he was. And the sisters answered her questions. She was deeply moved by her time with the sisters and discerned a call to follow Christ. And when her mistress returned from Sudan, Josephine refused to leave. Her mistress spent 3 days trying to persuade her to leave the sisters, but Josephine remained steadfast. This caused the superior of the Institute for Baptismal Candidates among the sisters to complain to Italian authorities on Josephine's behalf. Case went to court, and the court found that slavery had been outlawed in Sudan before Josephine was born, so she could not be lawfully made slave. She was declared free, and for the first time in her life, Josephine was free and could choose what to do with her life. And she chose to remain with the sisters. And she was baptized on January 9, 1890, and took the name Josephine Marguerite. And fortunate is the Latin translation for her Arabic name, Baptista. She also received the sacraments of her first Holy Communion and confirmation on the same day. And these three sacraments are the sacraments of initiation into the church and were always given together in the early church. And the archbishop who gave her the sacraments was none other than Pope Pius X. And for many years, Josephine Baptista was a slave, but her spirit was always free. And eventually, that spirit prevailed. And she was well loved by children. Attending the sister school and the local citizens, she once said, "Be good, love the Lord, pray for those who do not know him." And what a great grace it is to know him. And a miracle attributed to the mere presence of the walking Saint Josephine in her final years. Her signature smile never left her face, even though her health was declining and she needed a wheelchair. And the first steps toward her beautification began in 1959. She was beatified in 1992 and canonized 8 years later. In Saint Josephine Baptista, we find a shining advocate of genuine emancipation. The history of her life inspires not passive acceptance, but the firm resolve to work effectively to free girls and women from oppression and violence, and to return them to their dignity in the full exercise of their rights. And she said, "If I were to meet the slave traders who kidnapped me and even those who tortured me, I would kneel and kiss their hands. For if that did not happen, I would not be a Christian and religious today." And she is venerated as a modern African saint and as a statement against the brutal history of slavery she has been adopted as the patron saint of modern Sudan and human trafficking survivors. And some lessons from St. Josephine: forgiveness. Josephine endured unimaginable hardships in her life, but she showed mercy, identity, diversity, freedom, faith to the one master. Being beatified in 1992 and canonized shortly after on October 2000 by Pope St. John Paul II, she is the first person to be canonized from the Sudan and is the patron saint of the country. In her feast day, she's a patron saint of victims of modern slavery and of human trafficking, and is celebrated on 8th February. We thank you, Lord, for the life of this precious saint who fell in love with you, Lord, through the things you made. And she loved the Holy Church. She loved being with the sisters and the religious. She loved you in the Eucharist, Lord. And she loved receiving the sacraments. And she prayed for the priests of her time and the religious of her time. And so we pray for our religious of our time. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today, that the voice of the Church will be solid and heard around the world, the voice of the Holy Spirit, as we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
We pray for children everywhere. We pray for altar servers, Lord. Pray for our seminarians, and we pray for our deacons. We pray for our bishop. We pray for our altar servers, Lord. Open our mouths, O Lord, and to bless your holy name, and cleanse our heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may serve worthily at your holy altar. All for the honor and glory of God. I love you, Jesus, and I love you, Mother Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection and implored your help or sought your intercession was left unaided. And inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Lord, or I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, and before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. And we pray, as we pray for our, we pray for all our children. We pray for all our children, Lord. We pray for our families, Lord. We pray for all those who are in need of help, for those who are oppressed. And St. Josephine Paquita, pray for those who are being sold in human trafficking. We pray for an end to that, especially here all over the world. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children and make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son, amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Josephine Bautista and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica and Saint Anthony. Lord, you are our children and our grandchildren's fortress and the God in whom they should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come under their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking to ruin his souls. Amen. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed from this life. And we pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away, and unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his Garden of Paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And we bring to you, Lord, the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for loving the prodigals even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we ask you, Lord, to bless our the members of our armed forces, giving them courage, hope, and strength, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord, those in prison and their families, and may they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. We pray for those in the hospital, Lord. We pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs, and we pray for our hospital doctors and nurses. And we pray for all those who are in the hospital who are sick and ill. We pray for them, Lord, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray, Lord, for those who are in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And we thank you, Lord, for the life of Saint Joseph Bautista.
Take some time to do the things we never had.
And tomorrow in the gap, we will have St. Jerome and Miliani. We will be there in the gap tomorrow. And who will answer? St. Josephine is a bright light who reveals the answer.
Alleluia.
From the canyons of the mind we wander on and stumble blindly through the often tangled maze of starless nights and sunless days, while asking for some kind of clue or road to lead us to the truth, but who will answer? Side by side two people stand together vowing hand in hand that love's embedded in their hearts, but soon an empty feeling starts to overwhelm their hollow lives, and when they seek the hows and whys, who will answer? On a strange and distant hill, a young man's lying very still. His arms will never hold his child, because a bullet running wild has struck him down. And now we cry, dear God, oh why, but who will answer? High upon a lonely ledge, a figure teeters near the edge, and jeering crowds collect below to egg him on with go, man, go. But who will ask what led him to his private day of doom? And who will answer? If the soul is darkened by a fear it cannot name, if the mind is baffled when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Who will answer? Who will answer? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the rooms with darkened shades, scent of sandalwood pervades, the colored thoughts in muddled heads reclining on the rumpled beds of unmade dreams that can't come true. When we ask what we should do, who will answer?
Neath the spreading mushroom tree, the world revolves in apathy, as overhead a row of specks roars on, drowned out by discotheques. And if a secret button's pressed because one man has been outguessed, who will answer? Is our hope in walnut shells worn round the neck with temple bells, or deep within some cloistered walls where hooded figures pray in halls, or from old books on dusty shelves, or in our stars or in ourselves, who will answer?
Hallelujah.
like Saint Josephine Baptista is telling us now that from the vantage point where she's at now, we have not seen nothing yet. Saint Josephine Baptista is encouraging you to go to Mass and to receive the Eucharist as she did, body, blood, soul, divinity, and that he will raise you up in a state of grace. Like the song said, you need elevated. For Jesus is the means. He will raise us up.
And I am still waiting.
And if there's any barriers that's preventing you from latching on to this flight, as Jesus is ready to bring you up, to raise you over the mountains, so that we can shout it from the mountains. So whatever, if there's any boundaries, if there's any obstacles out there that's preventing you from going to Mass and receiving the Eucharist in the state of grace, and from praying the rosary, and from offering yourself daily to our Lord, whatever those obstacles might be, let it go. Think of the obstacles that St. Josephine Baptista had, and how she overcame all of that. As she is saying, as if she can do it, anybody can do it. And what confidence that should give us and inspire us. So whatever those obstacles might be, let it go. So let it go and accept Jesus the Holy Catholic Faith, presenting the deposit of faith as we walk the line.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash came out with that song, I Walk the Line, in 1956, and I was born in 1956. And thanks to my mother, and thanks to our Holy Catholic faith, I've been walking his line ever since. And because of that, I will tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, Mr. C. Edwards, for late taking telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
Testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know.
I feel it.
Joseph Bautista, and all the saints counting on us here.
Heaven is counting on you. Run with a heart that is true. Carry the cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you. We are standing at the end of time. We are part of a grand design. We are grateful to risen Lord for the others who've gone before. I hear voices in the heavenly. They are calling to you and me, saying rise up. There's a world.
And some out there within the, that may be hearing my voice this morning and today, maybe you feel that you are caught in the eye of the storm. And so we pray for those who are held back in bondage, such as St. Josephine Bautista was. And some may have their own personal demons. Addictions of all kinds, and they're held back in the, and we pray for deliverance, Lord. Those who are who feel that there's no other way out, and for them suicide may be what they believe or think might be a means out, and we pray, Lord, that for them to change their hearts, to know that your love is greater than anything and is healing and saving. So we pray for those caught in the eye of the storm, Lord, that they will come out and can see you, Lord. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the sacred heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. Saint Joseph, I love you. And my guardian angel, I love you. And we will have tomorrow, in this, coming into the gap tomorrow, we will have Saint Jerome Emiliani, who will be here in the gap tomorrow. And we will close today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for peace in Jerusalem. And we pray for peace. And we pray for America. We pray, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your holy Catholic faith, your holy Catholic Church that presents us the promise and life. And we will see you tomorrow. God bless, and good day.